in general, we've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another issue of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the dashing Lee Harris. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks, Rhea. I've had a lovely week off, so I'm feeling refreshed and ready to go once more.
Well, that's why I called you dashing, because you look at least, you know, a month younger than you did last time I saw you.
And about 5 kilos heavier, to be fair.
Do you know what? That's all right. That's what is entirely expected when you go on vacation. You're supposed to eat and be happy and not worry about the rest of it.
Exactly right. Yeah, I've got the rest of the year to work it off.
Perfect. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s, which is probably a good thing considering you are a travel company.
Well, I mean, that's the basics, isn't it, really? I mean, if we get that wrong, then we might as well pack up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few travelers that I would like to lose, but whatever. We won't say their names. Travel's been a little bit busy this week. And of course, because we've got that new Delta variant that is like popping up all over the world, some issues with the Trans-Tasman bubble.
There has been, unfortunately, the New Zealand-Australia Trans-Tasman bubble has been suspended for at least the next 8 weeks, unfortunately, due to the number of COVID-19 cases in Australia at the moment. The quarantine travel between two countries was launched in April. It's something that we've talked about quite a bit on this show, but it's been paused with several Australian states earliest month, including New South Wales, Northern Territory, Queensland and Western Australia. The New Zealand government has said that for the next 7 days, this was from July the 23rd, there will be managed return flights for New Zealanders from all states and territories that will require proof of a negative pre-departure test. Additionally, those who have been in New South Wales will still have to go into MIQ managed isolation quarantine for 14 days on arrival back into New Zealand. And for those who have been in Victoria, they must self-isolate upon return and have a negative test on day three of their return. The government basically said that they're working with the airlines to ensure that all flights are available over this period, and they will extend it for a few days if necessary. The reason for the suspension given was due to Australia obviously having these increased rises in the Delta COVID variant, and it gives them a chance to hopefully, fingers crossed, get it under control. At that point, then it will be monitored again, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the bubble will be opened once again.
See, it's one thing I have to say is that, you know, a lot of people are getting this sort of false sense of confidence now that they've gotten their jabs. And, you know, there was I saw a video on social media just, you know, a couple of days ago. They went to the football game in Wembley or whatever it was. And this couple came back and one of them literally passed away. I think you stop wearing masks. You see it on the streets. People aren't wearing their masks. They're not taking any care. They think because they've got, you know, their vaccine, they're fine. They're good to go. But you can still catch it. And a large variety of the cases, or a large amount of the cases, are people that have had their vaccine. And yes, you know, the likelihood that you'll pass away is older. But we still have to be careful, and it's still out there, and you still have to respect others. My kids just came back from Germany, and literally almost every corner, there's a place where you test. And they say, you know, if you want to go to a museum, you want to go to a movie, you want to go to whatever, you've got to go into a testing site, you get tested, and then Bob's your uncle, and off you go. Why can't they do that straight across the face of the planet? And really, you know, if you test positive, then you can't go into this huge gathering of people or into these closed, confined spaces.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, especially, you know, with the UK, they recently had Freedom Day, where they've basically just stripped everything back and have it's almost just like a Hail Mary, and hopefully, fingers crossed, everything's going to work out okay. I can't see it personally. I've got a feeling it's going to go, I'm trying to think of a good word, not using swear words, but, you know,
I know what you're trying to say. It starts with a T.
Yeah. It's invariably going to go horribly wrong. I can't see any other way than not social distancing, not using face masks, not testing people, cramming everybody together and not keeping any kind of social distancing in place. So it's like you say, it's odd. It's almost like they're using the UK as a guinea pig to see how it's going to work out. And then the rest of the countries will follow suit, you know, and living here in New Zealand, I know, you know, we're okay, they've eradicated COVID-19 pretty much out of the country. But at some point, you've got to look to open up to people. You know, you can't. It's not a virus that we're going to be able to eliminate forever. So at some point, you've got to have some kind of risk, you know, be a managed risk to come back in. But at this point, there's no footprint as to how we're going to come out of it. So, you know, you've got the two spectrums, one who are ultra cautious and are not doing anything, whereas the UK who are just saying, get on with it. So, you know, I think probably you're right. There does need to be some sort of conjoined effort that everybody gets on board with, that you have to have your vaccine passport and you have to show that you're negative if you're going to go somewhere where there's going to be a lot of people. Surely that's just basic common sense.
Well, and why is it not available? Like, I know in Spain, to get your test, you've got to, you know, it's almost impossible. Once you figure it out, you know, it's very easy, it's quick, whatever, but there's only specific areas that you can go and get it. It's like, why can't I just go to the local pharmacy? You know, why can't I go to the local Mueller or whatever and just get it done? Like, you know, but I think even as well with that, we're relying on human beings to be smart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I guess... It's funny you should say that, because I was actually reading during the week that you may have seen, I don't know, but there was an American Airlines passenger who he tested positive for COVID, but he was desperate to fly. And he dressed up as his wife, put a wig on to look like his wife, and took his wife's passport to the airport to try and get on the flight still. That is the craziness that people are going to try and, you know, skirt the rules and all the rest of it. Skirt, I mean, quite literally in his case, skirt the rules to get themselves to places where they need to be.
Okay, that's just weird. But mind you, you know, some of the things that I've been seeing, you know, China's responsible for Brexit. Some of the things that I've been seeing lately on social media, I just give my head a shake and I think, you know what, whatever. You know, if we... I always say when you work in any form of media, you've got to address the lowest form, the lowest common denominator. And I'm not sure I can go that low.
I mean, that's saying a lot, Maria, really, isn't it?
I'm very sorry to a lot of my viewers out there, because I know a lot of our viewers out there are very, very intelligent, like way higher intelligent, because I'm not that intelligent. But really.
Me neither.
Another blow on top of everything that's going on, air traffic control strike. What's going on there? And you know what? It's not France this time.
It's not France, no. It's right? It's the ones to the side of them. Unfortunately, the Italian air traffic controllers have called a strike nationwide across Italy on July the 26th. It's due to run from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Obviously, this inevitably has led to some domestic and international flights to be cancelled, with the likelihood of more cancellations needed last minute on the day. The strike will almost certainly lead to further cancellations in the coming days after the strike as well. For anyone who is travelling either from, to or via Italy, please keep in contact either with your travel provider or the airline you are booked with. As of the recording of this interview, just before we came on air, I quickly checked to see, and there's at the moment 121 flights already cancelled. So to keep up to date of the list of cancelled flights, please head to the Alitalia website. They've got them all on there. Like I said, 121 at the moment, and it's likely to rise even further.
See, the thing is, what happens is that it's not just in Italy. It affects traffic the world over, because you get cancellations, you get late flights, even later flights. And then there's that knock-on effect that goes right around the globe. And people are having a hard enough time doing their connecting flights right now with what's going on. So this just comes at the worst time. And actually, traditionally, France starts taking any kind of strike action, whether it be transport or whatever it may be. They start doing that in August of every year. That's kind of like their traditional strike time. So I'm just waiting, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to get some sort of announcement from France about one strike or another, because it happens every year.
Yeah, guaranteed. I mean, it wouldn't be a mid-summer season if there wasn't some sort of French industrial strike action, would it? Yeah. So, rest assured, we'll be talking about it within the next 2 or 3 weeks, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Now, UK visitors, they're required a PCR test. Is this pretty much straight around the world, or...
No, this is solely at the moment for Croatia. So Croatia will require visitors from the UK to have a negative COVID-19 test result before they arrive. This is obviously due to the rising infection rates within the UK at the moment. The new additional entry rule will also apply to those coming from Cyprus and the Russian Federation as well. Again, this is due to the high rise of COVID infections and the Delta variant in those countries as well. So it's the three countries. This comes into effect as of Monday, July the 26th. The Croatian national tourist official said that a negative SARS-CoV-2 test performed in the home country is required before entering the territory of the Republic of Croatia. That's regardless of your vaccination state. So even if you've got the vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, you still have to get the PCR test before you go in. Travellers, they can either opt for an antigen test not older than 48 hours or a PCR test not older than 72 hours.
See, it only makes sense. Everybody should have at least an antigen test. I don't care whether you've been double vaccinated or not, because it's like they're saying, you can still be a carrier. And yeah, it's not about me. When I got on a plane, I also have to worry about those that I'll come into contact with on the other end and those that I come into contact with in the airport. And, you know, it just goes to highlight how many people have become so selfish that they're like, well, whatever, I'm good. You know, I don't care about the person next to me or the people that I may end up seeing. They don't care that they're going to pass it on. And I just think that's the saddest thing.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing as well is that nowadays, it's not like back at the start when COVID tests weren't that easy or they were super expensive and all the rest of it. So it was, you know, it was quite an issue to get one. Whereas now you can get them quite easily enough. All right, they're still, you know, a little bit more expensive than that maybe they should be. But yeah, I mean, there's not really a reason that people shouldn't be able to get a PCR test or an antigen test now.
Well, I mean, I think governments should provide them for free just to keep their, you know, their whole job of a government is to make sure that their citizenry is safe. And right now, that's, you know, the number one thing that they can do to keep them safe is to provide those tests for free. So any government officials out there listening, Rhea says, again, if we only ruled the world.
Just get it done. Get it done.
American Airlines.
Unfortunately, so another blow to Australian crew looking to get home. American Airlines? I mean, that would be an airline to go on, wouldn't it? American Airlines is pausing its flights to their sole Australian destination, Sydney. This follows news. American Airlines flights were operating to Sydney with very limited passengers, obviously owing to the stringent Australian government limits on inbound arrival numbers. The flights between LA and Sydney will be paused for the entirety of September and October, with a review to take place at the end of October to see whether it's feasibly possible to put the route back on at this time.
KLM.
KLM, they've launched a new COVID-19 documentation checking service allowing customers to pre-validate documents required for the destination of travel. The Dutch carrier said that the free and voluntary upload at home service means that customers can be sure in advance that their documentation is in order. This, hopefully, fingers crossed, should speed up check-in processes at the airport as well. It's now available on all KLM flights to Amsterdam, as well as services from or via Amsterdam to Curacao, Dubai, Lima, St. Martin, Istanbul, the whole of Germany and Spain, and with more destinations expected to be added in the near future.
Good. And Emirates.
Yeah, Emirates, they've officially started their newest route, which is to Miami. The flight EK213 departed Dubai on the 22nd of July for the 15-hour journey to Florida. Basically, this new route to Miami is going to replace the old Emirates flight connection, which was to Fort Lauderdale. That was axed at the start of the pandemic, and this new Miami route is going to be the one that takes over from that. Flights will operate from Dubai to Miami four times a week, and that will be on Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Before I get to the last one, which is crew questions, I wanted to quickly check in with you. Last week, we were talking about that petition that they were, you know, because they have the Australian government has, was it Australian government had the lottery?
New Zealand.
New Zealand government had that lottery. How is that going?
It's going really well. I'm getting regular updates from the guys who are really pushing it hard. We can't talk about it too much, obviously. There's lots going on in the background with the government and the ombudsman and all the rest of it. But suffice to say, there has definitely been positive steps this week. So hopefully, fingers crossed, when I'm allowed to talk about it a little bit more, I will. But just to say, there is definitely positive steps happening at this moment.
Well, and perhaps at some stage you can get the gentleman that's in charge of doing it all to come on board with me at some stage, and we can chat about it once everything, the dust is settled, as it were.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure they would be up for that. So I will, I'll definitely put him in contact.
Nice. And last but not least, crew question.
We do indeed. Yes, we received a question this week from Seb, basically wanting to know if he's still able to enter France for work. He's told me that he's received the COVID vaccine, albeit one that is not currently on the French approved list. Not great, unfortunately. But the good news for you, Seb, is you can still travel for work. However, you will be deemed as an unvaccinated traveler. Basically, what that means for you, Seb, is that you are currently, as you're currently in Canada, which is deemed an amber listed country on their list, you have to do the following processes. Firstly, you can only travel if it's for a pressing need. So basically, if you are going back to work on a vessel in French waters. Secondly, you will need to take a negative COVID test dated no more than 72 hours prior to departure, or an antigen test dated no more than 48 hours prior to departure. You will also likely face having an antigen test on arrival. And finally, you will have to self-isolate for 7 days. However, this can be carried out on the vessel if need be.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because it depends on where, we talked about it, I think, last week. It depends on where these vaccines were manufactured. It's not even the type of vaccine, it's where they were manufactured. So the same type of vaccine manufactured elsewhere is fine. But I think right now, one of the biggest issues is the ones that were manufactured in India.
Yeah, exactly right. Certain countries are not recognizing them. Some are, so it's just another headache, isn't it, for travelers at the moment? You know, you can be vaccinated, but then you can have the wrong vaccination. What happens there? Do you then have to go and get yourself another vaccination to, you know, to show that you are vaccinated? It's just a complete and utter minefield.
And when you're talking about that, the fact is that some people, you know, some countries don't have enough vaccinations for the people. So if you've already been vaccinated with something that isn't approved around the world, how long will you have to wait to become eligible to be revaccinated with something that is acceptable around the world? Like, it's frustrating.
It is. I mean, it's a strange. I was also reading. I was going to talk about this week, but there wasn't quite enough information out about it. But I know that certain countries are also now looking to put basically an expiry date on your vaccine. So we talked about like the green COVID passport, but there is talk that certain countries are going to basically put an expiry date on your vaccination, which obviously would allow you the freedom to move. And then obviously at that point, then you've got to look to get yourself vaccinated once again. Obviously, once more information comes out about that, then we'll talk about it on this show as well.
Wow. Do you know what? That makes you want to become a hermit even more. Mind you, I'm not sure how I can be more of a hermit than I already am, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you look up hermit in the dictionary, there's going to be a picture of you, Rhea. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I know, right? Leave the house? What? What is that?
Never.
It's scary out there. It's like people-y and stuff.
Yeah, lots of.
Frightening.
Rightly.
Well, as usual, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Always my pleasure.
I know, it's your pleasure. I always make you feel so good about your life every single week. It's amazing.
Honestly, it is. It's the best start to my week.
Right. Well, I look forward to what's going to happen next week, and hopefully we have better news. I mean, this week was kind of
pretty grim.
It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of
Yeah, it was a bit grim, I've got to say. I'll try and up my game for next week.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got some pull. Make some inquiries and find some good stuff.
Let's see what we can
changes.
Do.
Yeah, yeah. You have been watching another edition of Crew Travel, brought to you by Blue Marine Travel Weekly, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.